What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the YouTube channel across from Lambeau Field. I'm inside today because it is windy as all hell out there, and I wanted to spare you guys the ridiculousness that is the wind and the microphone. What's up, everybody in the chat? Caesar, what's up? You are all over the media landscape today. Awesome. Well, thanks for following along. Try to find people where they are, wherever Packers fans are. We're devoted to you guys worldwide, and if you're on YouTube, we'll find you there. If you're listening on your radio, we'll find you there. iHeart app, wherever you are. That's where we want to be. Talk some Packers with all you fine folks. Aaron, that's very nice of you. Thoughts on recently waived Viking linebacker Devontae Downs? Maybe they take a look. Probably not, but we'll see. Yeah, I think there will be a bit of a roster adjustment at the bottom of the roster after the Eagles game. I doubt anything happens before it, though. Love your questions to coach. Thank you very much. True hero. I don't know about a true hero, but you guys are too funny. The references to Nagler have been awesome. Yeah, I heard Jason Wilde say my name in the presser today. I hear you, Jason. Will I be at the pressers all season? I'll be at most of the Monday pressers after the home game, but those are pretty much the only ones. Who brought up Nags during the presser? Wilde did. Wilde said these guys were talking or asking you stuff yesterday along with Nagler. I don't know why he needed to throw my name in there, but there it is. What's good? I'll tell you what's good. The Green Bay Packers, they're 3-0. They have a chance to go 4-0 in two nights from now. Is 77 ever going to show an aggressive side? I doubt it. He's not an aggressive dude. Just not his nature. But neither is Corey Linsley, and Corey Linsley's a really good center, really good player. I'm so happy to be part of this fan base. Aaron, I am too. I tell you what, the vibe around the team is so great this year. I mean, obviously, new coach, new systems, new players. The Smiths have clearly brought a lot on in that regard. But yeah, the vibe is great. How great does Mark Murphy probably feel at this point? How is Josh Jackson going to be used now? Andrew, that remains to be seen, but you did see him at safety quite a little bit against the Broncos. Maybe that's the start of the transition. Obviously, necessity being a mother of invention, you've got Raven Green down for quite a while. He could be brought back towards the end of the year, but in the meantime, maybe that opens the door for Josh Jackson to get on the field. Like I said, I thought he played better than Redmond did, so maybe that opens up more possibilities for him starting Thursday night against the Eagles. Bears fans bugging you after the ha-ha pick last night. Marco, which one? Lord, nothing like haha Clinton Dix having two picks on a nationally televised game. Yes, I had plenty of Bears fans in my mentions. Let them crow. I just have to ask him how the L tasted, and that shut them right up. With the remaining games left, which one are you looking forward to the most? Kansas City, zero question. Can't wait. Big time showdown. What's up, Nagler? Hate from Wilde? No, Dustin, not at all. Well, Wilde was mostly joking with me. We had a nice exchange afterwards, saying that he had heard all my questions yesterday and said he really went after coach. I've gotten a bunch. They just asked about that on the radio. I was not going after coach. Just got a lot of questions. I get very limited time with LaFleur or with the players or anybody because of my situation. So when I get the opportunity to ask questions, I'm going to ask them. It's pretty simple. And I want to ask stuff that you guys want the answer to. You know, some of this stuff is me, but some of it is stuff I see day in and day out on my Twitter feed, on the website, here on these chats. And I know that people are looking for answers and or accountability. So, hey, I'm here for you guys. And Nagler is doing a beer bong. I don't know about all that. Can the Packers win the Super Bowl this year? Yes, 100%. Will they? Remains to be seen. Let's see. There will never be another Sam Congato. I love it. Is the NFC North the strongest division? By record right now, absolutely. There's not a losing team in it. I think people just aren't used to the direct, tough questions from the Green Bay media. I don't think it's that. I think those guys ask plenty of good, direct, tough questions. It's just that one person asking a bunch of them all in a row is a bit unusual. Does LaFleur like your questions? William, that's a great question. He had agreed prior to yesterday to come on my podcast. sometime this week. Sometime next week after the Eagles game. We'll see if that that remains the case when I follow up. Let's see. If the season ended today, would the Packers have multiple All-Pros on defense? Oh, God, I don't know. And if the season ended today, it'd be really weird because it's September. Will we ever find out who is this mystery man, mystery of a man, Greg Roberts? Soon. How bad are Chelsea this year? I don't think they're quite as bad as maybe they've looked, but they're not good. How's that? Interview Rodgers, question mark? No, but I did see him last night in the locker room, and he did say hello to me. It was nice. We had a nice moment. Is the stream not working? Some people, wait, I see one person saying the stream's not working, but some people are chatting with me. So what's going on? What was the name of your high school mascot? The Terrors. Come on. Get him on the pod. We'll see. All right, easy on that, Joseph. Okay. I don't know what this dude is doing, but he's got to go. That guy is going. Bye-bye. Kumaro injury serious? That's a good question. Not quite sure yet. I know it's the shoulder. I don't know if it's the same shoulder as last year. He was limited yesterday, limited again today. See, have you ever played football yourself, be it in school or whatever? Yeah, when I was a younger man, I did play quarterback very badly. Where do you think we will be with our tight end spots in a few weeks? Does the Rook get more time? Well, the Rook's on injured reserve, but if you mean Bob Tonyan, I do think he'll get more and more opportunities as the year goes on. Lane Taylor gone, he is on IR. He has the opportunity to return after 8 weeks, and we'll see if they go that route. How's the lunch pail guy Lancaster doing so far? Andrew, he hasn't been quite as good as he was last year down the stretch, but maybe his, the playing time, the amount of snaps he's playing, maybe that's taking a toll, but they need him to play a little better. There's no doubt about it. Patrick, thank you so much for the super chat. Go Pack Go from Switzerland. Go Pack Go from Green Bay. Beer 30, as soon as I'm done, man. Is Jimmy Graham just a germaphobe? That's what keeps him from actually attempting to block. You guys, David, thank you for the super chat. I know Graham is not the greatest blocker, but he is not as bad as the internet wants to make him out to be. Do you think Pettine will get head coach interest next offseason? I do, actually, and I am very curious to see if he'll interview for any of these jobs. You know, he did tell us twice last year that he was not interested in ever being a head coach again. But the better this defense does, the more noise it makes, there's going to be people wanting to talk. There's no doubt about it. Do I look for Cheesehead TV on iHeartRadio for your shows? Eric, that's a really good question. I think so. Just type in Cheesehead TV. You'll get our podcast, but you should also get my appearances on Drew and KB and Zabin and the postgame show. What do you think key offensive player this Thursday, besides obvious choices like Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers. No. I mean, really, the offensive line. If they can keep him clean, they should win the game because they'll be turnover free. And I think the Eagles are so banged up on the road, short week. It's a real tough ask for them. I think it'll be a good game, but I do think the Packers have the exact brand of football to beat this Eagles team. But mostly it's about keeping Rodgers upright. So give me Corey Linsley in the offensive line. Adam's first TD on Thursday. Julia, book it. Nags, I heard you ask LaFleur about Graham. You're the people's champ. But that is literally why I ask, because I know everybody's talking about it in the fandom. Doesn't really get asked sometimes, those questions. So I do that for you guys. Is Linsley a Green Bay Packer after next season? Excellent question, Matt. My guess is yes. I think they will get him done prior to free agency. I doubt they do it in season, but maybe that happens. I do think he's going to take something just a touch below market value. I think it's a perfect spot for him. His family seems to love it here, and he's a great teammate. Rodgers loves him. Not that that means much, but every little bit helps. But we'll see. If the Packers really try to lowball him, then I think they'll test the waters. But I think they'll definitely give it a shot. When is Banky getting his J.K. Scott jersey? I don't know. Has LaFleur's offense been what you've expected so far? No, it has not. It has been much more diverse and or trying to do a lot more than I thought it would. And I knew they would be using elements of, you know, things that Rodgers was comfortable with and had done in the past, but there's been so much of, you know, kind of a lot of stuff they did under McCarthy, frankly, much more so than I would have expected. I thought there'd be a lot more emphasis on passing to the running backs, although that has happened intermittently. And we have seen more condensed formations. The thing I was trying to get to with LaFleur yesterday, which I completely botched, I screwed up the question because I said, we haven't really seen much usage of the zone scheme. But what I meant was production, especially out of the wide zone, because he spent all summer, he spent all offseason talking about how the offense is really predicated on that zone scheme and everything flowing off of it. And they just haven't had a ton of production from it. Now they've used it and they've tried, but they haven't been incredibly productive outside of that Vikings game. I think is the one time when it really kind of, they really got Jones going on that outside zone. You got lots of play action off of that. Things flowed, the boot action, all of that. And that's Shanahan football, right? The Shanahan model, the Shanahan scheme. It's been like that since Mike was in the league. So that, I thought there'd be a lot more of that. My guess and my hunch is after this Eagles game, they will maybe pare things down a little bit. The RPOs are all over the map. They need to maybe do a little bit less volume, and just concentrate on doing a few things well rather than trying to do so much. Craig, thank you for the super chat. Compare their D-line to our O-line. Who wins? I think the Packers O-line actually matches up well now after the injuries they've sustained. On paper, heading into the season when both teams were fully healthy, I absolutely would have given it to Philadelphia. But Cox is still a major issue, problem, attention getter, and they still have a lot of talent up front. But I would say, yeah, I think the Packers O-line should hold up just fine in Lambeau Field. Now, if this game was in Philadelphia, it'd be another story. But I think in the friendly confines, I think they'll be okay. Nice, crisp mic. Thank you. I just got done doing the radio thing, so I thought, why not just keep it on? I can't believe Aaron Rodgers has the chance to play with the GOAT, Dan Vitale. That is possibly my favorite comment ever. Lazard at tight end. Well, you know, he is a converted tight end. I think regardless of where they play him, they're going to use him a lot more going forward. It's just a hunch. I don't have any inside info, but I think you're going to see more of him on the field. How many laps did 85 do for slowing up on that route? I don't know, but you can bet Aaron Rodgers told him something about it, because that was a perfectly thrown football if Tannen just, you know, keeps it open, so to speak. Nice massive attack shirt. Thank you. I'm going there. They're doing the mezzanine tour this past spring, and then they canceled all their whole American leg, and now they're coming back. And thankfully the date that they rescheduled for, I was so afraid it was going to be when I was out of town, but it is going to be at Radio City while I'm in New York City. I cannot wait. I love massive attack. Shout out. Hi from Tokyo. What's up, Steve? Does Rodgers still take too long to start plays? It seems like the clock runs down to less than 5 seconds a lot. It is what it is, man. You know, at this point, he wants to get as much information as he can and or adjust as much as he can. What's LaFleur going to do? Tell him no, don't do that? It's part of the devil, you know? It's part of the dealing with a superstar QB who's won 2 MVPs, and it's going to be hard to shut that down. I think, personally, if I was, you know, in charge, so to speak, for as much as that's worth, I would have a talk with Aaron about it, but I don't see that happening. Hi from Poland, Go Pack Go. What's up, Tommy? Thanks for tuning in. In your opinion, has LaFleur changed since he was hired? I mean, it's really impossible to say, right? I mean, none of us knew him prior to the hire. I haven't really gotten to know him at all. As far as like how he's been with the media, I think he's gotten a little more confident. I think that was only natural. We all saw how nervous he was at the introductory press conference. That was only natural. He's definitely seemingly gotten to be at ease with the media a little bit more. But as far as like as a coach, he seems the exact same. But who am I to say? I didn't really know him prior to the hire. Am I overreacting to Rodgers' overthrow on Tanyan? Yes, because it wasn't an overthrow. Tanyan slowed down in the middle of the route. If he just keeps going full speed the entire time, that's a touchdown. That's not on Rodgers. That's on Tanyan. Northwoods, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Eagles are only allowing 57 yards per game on the ground. Is this the game that we get the air attack started? I don't know about started. I don't think it's going to be a free-for-all or anything like that. I do think they will have to throw the ball a little bit. They're going to have to get production out of MVS, Allison, Kumerow if he plays. I think, like I said, I think Lazard will see the field. I think I would love to see Shepard utilized on some of that jet sweep stuff, get his speed on the field. Because, look, right now, there's nothing that really scares you as far as explosive passing attack when it comes to the Packers, which sounds weird for a team quarterback by Aaron Rodgers, but it's true. You know, you've seen MVS on a free play deep. You've seen him on a big bootleg post route deep on that week one big play down in Chicago. But outside of that, attacking downfield has not been their forte. If you get Shepard and his speed and you hit him just one time, that should get people to back off a little bit and open things up underneath and allow MVS, Allison, et cetera, to work. And Adams. Get Adams involved, obviously. Four targets is egregious. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how on a short week, LaFleur talked about, you know, not simplifying, but using stuff that they're really super comfortable with that they know they can execute, because these guys aren't going to have a real practice this week. So I am very curious to see if that helps as far as simplifying, much more kind of execution rather than trying to outthink opponents down in and down out. NFC North, the best division or most evenly matched? I would guess probably more the latter than the former, but across the board, four teams, you look around the NFL, it's a tough out for anybody, any of these NFC North teams. So I don't think you can be completely dismissive of it. That's for sure. Can we please see more dink and dunk offense? We have a lot of plays that are taking a while to come to fruition. Nick, thank you. I could not agree more. I've been shocked at how much downfield stuff they've been trying. And like I was just saying, there's nothing that scares you there as far as down the field attacking. And some of the best stuff they've done is the over routes from Devontae. You had a delayed release from Jamal Williams on a third down on Sunday that picked up a big first down. The crossing routes, etc. More of that. Obviously, they've tried some of the smoke stuff to Allison, which is a disaster waiting to happen. That's not his strong suit. If they're going to run that, they should run that to Shepard. But yeah, I'm with you. I've been very surprised at how much they've tried to go downfield, and I haven't been surprised that it hasn't been there. Aaron Jones has a shoulder injury I'm seeing. Have you heard anything about this? No, it popped up on the injury report. He's limited. We'll see what it says tomorrow. It's all about how these guys respond after a day or two. It doesn't sound like it will keep them out of the game, but it's definitely bears watching. Not enough likes. Let's get it, you fine folks. Stu, thank you very much. That's what I'm talking about. Rodgers making it harder for himself by himself. Maybe a little bit. I think Rodgers is just being smart. He's not going to turn the ball over, especially with the defense that he knows is going to give him more opportunities. Look at this last game. I think they scored 14 points off turnovers. You know, that's going to win you a lot of football games. And he knows if he's just smart with the football, doesn't put it up for grabs, doesn't give the defense chances to take it away, more often than not, he's going to get another shot. And that's exactly what happened against the Broncos. And I think with this defense, it's going to happen a lot. So I think he's playing extremely smart football, maybe not getting the credit for it that he maybe deserves because everyone's so frustrated with him holding the football or throwing it into the ground, etc. Well, they're winning football games. It's a winning formula at this point, and I'm happy to be along for the ride. Biggest offensive issue is third down. We get a couple more of those, and this offense get more of a chance. I couldn't agree more, and I think a big part of that, and this is something I asked LaFleur about yesterday, is getting into second and short rather than all these second and longs. And that they've been killing themselves in some of these first down runs where they're losing yardage. You're getting in second and 11, second and 12. That's no way to live. You're going to make third down a hell of a lot easier if you can get into third and three rather than living in third and 10 plus down in and down out. Now, you get into third and one, please, can we stop with the smoke to Allison? That just ain't his gig. But more often than not, that is going to be advantageous for your offense. And getting Better third down conversion rate starts with better conversions on first down. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. You guys are absolute legends for joining me each and every day here on Cheesehead TV. Like someone said, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends. Cheesehead TV, we're here. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Hey, if you want tickets to the game, they're having a game right across the street in 2 nights. If you want tickets, check out Ticket King at cheeseheadtv.com. We've got a link right there. They're located physically right across from Lambeau Field, but you can find them at Cheesehead TV. They got tickets to every single Packers game, home, away, playoffs if they get there. Ticket King, check them out. They all your Packers tickets needs taken care of. And hey, if you like what we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider becoming a Patreon member. Patrons, $5 a month, supports everything we do, not just these videos, everything on the website, the app, everything, social, video, all of it. Thank you so much, everybody. I will be back tomorrow. Make sure you check out everything at the website. Go Pack Go, 3-0. Talk to you tomorrow.